Well, hello, my name is Ben. I'm one of the pastors here, and this is an exciting Sunday. It's Baptism Sunday. Well, we normally try and have baptism at Easter, but this week, this year, we have so many baptisms. And you know that we are excited about baptisms because we've basically cut the sermon out of the whole service. So that's we really value baptisms if you cut the sermon out. So I'm going to try and be as brief as I can. It's my job to explain the meaning of baptism very briefly this morning, so I'm going to try and do so. So what is baptism? What are we doing this morning? Our friends are coming and being plunged into these waters. What is the meaning of baptism? Baptism is an initiation ceremony. It's a ritual of beginnings. It is the climax of your start with God. We could say it that way. And it's a precious ceremony. It's practiced by all Christians everywhere in the world throughout the history of the entirety of the church. Our Lord Jesus commanded us to do so, and Christians have always done so. And baptism fundamentally has two meanings. So I want to talk about the two meanings of baptism this morning. So firstly, baptism has to do with what you do. So my friends, being baptized this morning, you are doing something this morning. And what you do when you're being baptized is you make a declaration. Somebody being baptized, going to the waters, is making a statement of allegiance to Christ and a profession of repentance and faith. When someone begins to connect with God and come to alive with spiritual realities, a few things happen at once. Connecting with God is an amazing experience because you begin to see who He is. You begin to see the world. But as people come alive to God, they also begin to see things about themselves. The journey into a spiritual life involves learning inside my heart there lies something called sin. And the more you learn about that, the more you realize you need to respond to God with repentance. And repentance is how we begin with our relationship with God. When the truth of who He is comes to me, I stand before Him and I say, I repent of who I am, what I have done, and what I have been. Baptism is a declaration of repentance. In baptism, we testify. We testify to what God has done in our lives. We're going to hear what God has been doing in the lives of these people. I have had the privilege of reading testimonies in the last week or so. You know what? God's at work. I can say with great confidence, God is at work in you guys' lives, and I am so excited about it. It's fantastic. In baptism, we testify to what God has done in our lives. In baptism, we repent of the sin in our life. And in baptism, we renounce sin, Satan, and the devil. And in baptism, we say yes to Jesus Christ. So baptism is this step of initiation, this beginning with God. And it's a declaration that I make, and it's very exciting. That's the first thing baptism is. It's something that I do. But baptism is also something that's done to me. That's the picture, right? The person being baptized, you're going to stand in the water, and you get plunged, taken down under the water, and you come back up. It's a picture of you being covered, of you being submerged into a new reality. It's a picture of something happening to you. It's a picture of cleansing. It's a picture of the Holy Spirit. It's a picture of new birth. We have one verse for this morning that I'm speaking on. Do we have it up there? Romans 6, verse 4. If it doesn't magically appear, I can just read it. Do we have the verse? Yes, there we go. Thank you. Romans 6, verse 4 says this, "We therefore were buried with Jesus through baptism into death, in order that, just as Jesus was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." Here Paul explains baptism in an interesting way. We just celebrated Easter. Easter is probably the high point in the Christian calendar. And in Easter, we remember the death of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus. We remember this precious moment called the cross. As Christians, we normally say that Jesus died for our sins. His death made it so that we could come to God. His death is salvation for us. His death means we can come to God even though we don't deserve that. However, Paul uses a different picture to talk about the same thing here. Paul says we are buried with him. It's a very strange picture. What's Paul saying? When you come to God, when you put your faith in God, you are joined to a new reality. You are now connected to God in a new way. When you are baptized, you are joined to him in his death. It's like before baptism, I'm in this world over here, and the world's called myself. And when God comes to me and the Spirit fills me, I'm put into this world, a totally new world. And the world is the world of grace, the world of Jesus' death and forgiveness. And this can only happen because of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we use oil. We use anointing oil. Anointing oil is the picture, historically, of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit in Scripture is always connected with baptism. The Holy Spirit, he joins us to Christ. He cleanses us from sin, and he comes in us, and he lives in us. When you're being baptized, you are making a declaration, but also this thing is happening to you, which is God's power coming upon you. I'm going to finish with a charge. To my friends being baptized, I want to charge you. As you approach the waters of baptism, I want to say three things. I charge you, firstly, to renounce sin, to renounce Satan, and renounce the devil. I also charge you to live for Christ. As you come to the waters of baptism, you are making a declaration of allegiance to him. And I charge you to cling to Jesus and to walk in step with the Holy Spirit.